If, I mean, if you have it, I don't know.
I think he went down too. I have to look at his stuff. Let me see if I have the.
I have a look at it. We have a few minutes for his is actually supposed to start. I'm just trying to see if we get a handle on this. You don't see too many condos that are at 57. Where are these at?
These are at Diamond Resorts, right? From what I could tell.
Ball Creek Condos?
Yeah. It's right across from Point Morrell. Those are all going for around 110,000, right? 110, 130.
Yeah, so mostly is me just look on the Beacon site and see where he falls with everybody around him. I mean, if there's a problem like we've had with the.
So he's challenging the factor you're using? Is that what it. I mean, it went from 54 to 57.
But he's saying the market value was 171,000 in 2024. And he's saying the value went down to 136,000 in the 2025 market.
Okay.
So that's still 40% of what the real.
But I've got on my sheet here, I have total appraised value of $57,000. That doesn't make any sense. He's saying it's 171. I mean, you.
Let me
you
see
were,
what's in Ulrich for this.
Huh?
Query.
You said that those condos were going for 100. And
well, that's what he has here. I thought about 125 is the last time I looked at it. But he's saying the market value was 171 last year.
171, but yeah. See, our sheet says 57.
Yeah, and so the assessed value was 54. And
right.
Here he has it. He says the value now is 136, and the assessed value would be 43 in his mind. But I think that's the right assessment, 57. But especially if the value, even if the value is 136.
Well, but when we make our motion, we're supposed to list an appraised value.
Yeah, and the appraised value is 136.
Or do I have to sign it?
Okay. Well, it's under his.
So, if we're are we looking at the first one for the Hilton Marketing that ends in 16.006?
There's BOE 73 and 74.
Okay. So I'm speaking specifically of 73. It looks like they're identical anyway. So we have him valued at 57,670. That's what it is in my system. He went up 5.69%.
Well, I guess I'm trying to figure out what the heck is he arguing here. What have we got the people on the last one I called in?
Back.
All right.
You're ready whenever you want.
He's just saying that he should be taxed at that same percentage, the difference between the valuation of 54,000 to 171. But that's not how we do it. It should be market rate.
Wow. Look how low we are compared to what we should be.
Well, that's what I'm.
Yep. Holy crud.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Why is it so low here?
Thank you for giving us these numbers. That's what I'm saying. And he's given us some from 2023, but the ones in the front are newer. Yeah. The ones from 2023 wouldn't be acceptable, but the first two was May 21st of 2024. And
says assessor's use of artificially low appraised value.
April of 2025. And again, we're talking around $130,000, $140,000, and I've only got them at 57,670.
Okay, well, let's see. He's got valuation and he has other basis of appeal. He's not claiming discrimination, but it just may be because, I mean, that's really what he's trying to claim is that you're treating him differently than others.
Okay. Well, that's believable. Let me look in the Beacon and see if something's coming out where.
I just, before we.
Jump on it. Let me look at the map. So that's where you'd look on Beacon at price per square foot structure and take out the permit since we gave you stuff. And no, he's in line. Everybody there is between $60 and $62 a square foot in our system here.
In that same, okay, but it looks like they're all way undervalued right now.
Yes, they are.
Well, here's what I'll do.
I'm just showing you the picture. See how I'm looking at the numbers here?
Yeah, let me get my glasses.
Closer to you?
No, I just need my glasses. Okay.
All right. So he's the same as all of his neighbors. Jesse, are you looking at the same thing?
Yeah, I looked at it a little bit ago.
You can
yeah.
see it here?
Yeah, it's comparable.
Okay.
It's all fair. Yeah.
All right, let's go. I'm going to, before we get to him, I'm going to go back to these
Stewart
people.
And David.
They just called back in. So.
David Stewart.
Your message for 417-574-238.
Okay, that was the number that I was just left, but I'm gonna. That's not the same number that was on here on the BOE.
They weren't able to answer the other phone number.
They were not able to answer the other phone number.
No.
Okay, I'll just call them back here in a minute. I just wrote it down here, so I've got it. All right. Okay, I'm going to go to BOE 73 and 74. Here, I put a 1 on the front of it.
So, Jesse, as I said, we've not gotten through Branson yet.
Okay.
Dennis, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this a good time?
Yes, now the perfect time.
This call is being recorded.
We are, by the way, live on the air, so you don't have to worry about recording.
Okay, wonderful.
With respect to BOE number 73 and 74, we've looked at some of the stuff that you have on here, and we assume that you're talking about a factor that you think is being used on this particular property that you don't think is being applied across the board. Is that the argument that I understand?
You'd have to remind me just exactly what part you're referencing. You said BOE 73 and 74.
Okay, I take it you have multiple properties. This is the Fall Creek Lakeside condos,
okay, yeah.
Unit 6 and Unit 8.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay. What we've looked at here, because you've checked valuation, basically, and you've checked something that says other basis, and it looked like you were arguing a ratio, but you're valuation, there's two things we figured out. One is that you're consistent with everybody else in those units, the price per square foot. And the second thing is that somehow you guys are pretty, you're not up to value at all. And I think you even said something about artificially low. That apparently that was, I don't know if it was missed or something, but you are pretty low. I'm assuming that you probably don't want us looking at the valuation of those because that would be much higher than it's currently set.
No, sir. What I'm trying to understand, actually, is how you guys arrive at your appraised value, because from what I can tell, it appears that there's some formulation that is utilized in arriving at the value that's set out on the postcard.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do with respect to – we are a citizen board. We're the appeals board for BOE appeals. But I'll let the – I can let the assessor give you an idea of how they're being appraised, but I'm not sure, given the value that's on this sheet, that you want to appeal.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, don't mean to interrupt you.
No. If you would like the
if
you would like the assessor to explain to you what they, how they make their determination, real quick, we can have her do that. And let us know if you can't hear her, but she's going to speak into her mic. Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I sure can.
I'm Susan. Okay, so on, I guess you're familiar with the Beacon site, because.
I am.
All right. And did you notice next to the where it has impact notice, it also has something called a PRC, which is your property record card?
I am familiar with property record cards, yes.
Okay. So if you look at that, because it's a condo, we're just given the plat of it so that that's how we find out your square footage. And when we get your square footage, we put in what is in the unit per the developer. And that's a point system. It's kind of... it's confusing because they stick dollar signs in front of it, but all it is points. That's what they multiply when they finally get your appraised value. They multiply that times a factor to get to the assessed value and then times the levy. So everything that you see next to your sketch is what we say you have in your unit. Typically, if you have two bathrooms, though, it'll say one. Because when they sketch it, one bathroom's already built in, and that's how you're appraised for the unit. Now I will tell you that we have not appraised these units for a while. We've been working our way across the county, so I've told people we're getting to the Branson area in the next assessment cycle. They've always been done first, and so we needed to get to the rest of the county. That is why your value is so low. What else can I answer for you?
So, Susan, I might ask, when was the last time that you guys appraised these units then?
Well,
obviously it could have been a prior assessor would be the last time they were appraised, so I'm assuming.
Okay.
Okay.
If you don't mind, David, may I ask Susan one more question?
Sure.
Okay. Susan, let me ask you this question. So that the index card that's mailed out that says the appraised value for the property of, as an example, 2024 says $54,560. Is that what the assessor's office believes the present date value of that property is as of that date?
The last appraisal that was done on your property using this point system, that's what it came up to. I'm not going to say that we've been out there recently. It obviously we have not. And so you've just been riding along at the same value for quite a long time. Let me take a look at the PVAL, which is everything here, and that would be looks like it's been since 2020.
Okay.
2021. It looks like 2021 they came out because the value changes slightly.
Okay.
Okay.
And so my question, my point in asking that question is that value seems